This episode is brought to you by KPMG Risk Services. KPMG believes that when you've earned the trust of all your stakeholders, that's when your business has a solid platform to grow. That's the trusted imperative. KPMG Risk Services develop and put in place dynamic risk strategies designed to help your business earn that all-important trust. Go to read.kpmg.us/trust to learn more.
Hey, this is Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Hey, what's up, Prosperity peeps? Got a bonus show for you again today, and I want to talk about the secret of divine discontent. And I think this is really one of the most important things in terms of not just manifesting prosperity, but changing your thinking so you're able to manifest more prosperity. I'm kind of going parallel tracks on this. We did the two shows last week about changing your thinking process. And then I wanted to just break out this divine discontent and deal with it more. And I've been kind of interchanging this stuff on my blog at randygage.com and this podcast. So we're kind of covering it from every angle. And in there, I suggested that in terms of changing your behavior, the single best approach is when you get your prosperity consciousness to the level where you have divine discontent. Now, what does that mean? Where does that label come from? Well, I gave it that name because I really believe it's a spiritual experience. And it's almost like it's your destiny or a preordained destiny if you're going to really unfold into the highest possible version of yourself. And I know the other line of thinking on this, there's quite a bit along the Zen philosophy of, hey, if you just reduce your desires to the level of where you are, then you will be happy and content. I don't buy that. There's a lot of really great stuff in Zen philosophy, but that concept, I don't think, is one of them. You can be happy and still desire more. And I would make the argument that to be truly happy, it happens only when you have that hunger to do, have, and become more. Because otherwise, it's just like a pool of water. It gets stagnant, right? If you want to drink from water, you want a fresh stream that's coming down a mountain. You don't want to get a pool where it's going to be stagnant. The same thing happens to people, all organisms, right? We need to keep moving. We need to keep evolving. And if we say, okay, I have my hut, I know how to gather berries and roots, and I can make a fire and go around in my grass skirt, and I'm happy. You know, at some point, I think you start to die off, or you even start to move backwards. I think you need to be moving forward. I think desire is the universe tapping on your door, letting you know, hey, there is more out there for you. And when you go and you turn the handle and you answer the door, you start a chain reaction of ever-proceeding positive outcomes. Because you get this yearning, and one of the things I believe is there's so many depressed people in the world, and obviously there's a lot of reasons. You could be depressed because you had a death in the family. You could be depressed because your pet needs an operation and they're in great pain. I mean, there's things that can depress us, but if I had to say what is the most prevalent cause of depression? I think it's because people don't have a dream. Some people are raised in such a limiting environment that they never really had one. They never developed that vision for a future, a better future. It's kind of, hey, you know, you're in the cubicle, get through to, thank God it's Friday, keep your head below the cubicle, don't make waves, you know, binge on Netflix and Pizza Hut all weekend, and then you go back Monday morning to the job you hate, but you just get through it. There's millions of people living that reality. And they just never got exposed to an environment. Some of the stuff we talked about in the podcast last week, those eight things, they never got exposed to any of that to develop a dream. And then a lot of them, a much bigger group, they just gave up on their dream because they were like, I'm going to be a doctor. And their parents said, you know, men are doctors. Women are usually nurses. Why don't you be more realistic? Why don't you become a nurse? And all the limiting beliefs and negative programming out there. So when you have a life without a dream, there's no purpose in your life. There's no meaning in your life. So if you just say, yes, I'm content and I'm drinking out of coconuts, I don't buy that. I do believe you can be content at any level, and I believe you can be grateful at any level. So don't get me wrong, I'm all about gratitude and being grateful for what I have, and I want you to be grateful for what you have. But I still think to really unfold into the highest possible version of with yourself, you've got to have that yearning for more. And that yearning causes you to develop bigger dreams. That's the first step in this chain reaction I talked about. And then those bigger dreams, you're required to become more to achieve them. So you cultivate better habits, you develop new skills, you gain more knowledge, and you seek and acquire more wisdom. And what does that mean? What is actually happening? You're actually changing your thought process. Exactly the thing that I was suggesting last week on those two podcasts. And that's what we need. Because to me, true prosperity is evolving into the highest possible version with yourself, of yourself. And that begins with that desire. And I want you to nurture that desire because that's where your unfoldment goes. All right, thanks for listening. And I have been remiss. 2 weeks ago, we had the biggest download day ever. 2 days later, we had the biggest download day ever. Last week, we had the biggest download day ever. And then another one. And today, as I'm recording this, is a new number one download day ever. And that that podcast I did last Monday, the YouTube one, which we put up on the audio here, was if you're a time millionaire or billionaire, that literally went from zero to the number one most downloaded show in less than 4 days. It spoke to people, but it was crazy. And now that, I mean, it's, you know, there's been like 160 some shows that went by them all in like 4 days. So the numbers have been great. So thank you. I meant to say something last week and the show before. I appreciate you guys who are talking up the podcast, sharing it with your friends, and reading it on iTunes, because this is a message I think the world needs to hear more of. So go out and have an amazing day. Love you guys. Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power of Prosperity Podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.